to Tahoe Project. This is Michelle Sweeney, and I'm your host today in this interview with Casey Beyer, who is the governor's appointee to the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency, California governor's appointee to the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency. It's no coincidence that you're Governor Brown's appointee. You have a long and storied history in your family of relationship with the Tahoe Basin and policy in the Tahoe Basin. Where does that begin?
Well, Michelle, thank you for letting me speak to you today about Lake Tahoe. It's a passion and a family heritage about this lake that goes back to my father's time back in the 1930s and 40s when he came to California and then to Nevada. And he spoke up about living in the greatest lake on earth, which was Lake Tahoe in Crystal Bay. So our family grew up here. Years later, my mom was the district director for U.S. Senator Howard Cannon from Nevada. And one of her major roles was working on environmental projects and policies in the Tahoe Basin. So that was the beginning. I was raised in a political family. Had senators and governors and legislators always coming into the home. And politics and policy were basically in our lifeblood. And Lake Tahoe is a major part of my life, and I'm just delighted to be part of the governor's appointee to this board.
So you were originally appointed by Governor Schwarzenegger, is that correct?
Yeah. About 4 years ago, there was a vacancy on the board, and I contacted the governor's office and expressed interest in the lake. And I lived in Southern California at the time, and the governor's appointee office said, well, geez, how would that work? And I told them my story, and they were overwhelmed that I had that much history in the lake, and I thought I would be a good fit. So Governor Schwarzenegger appointed me, and I have served under his term for 2 years, and now under Governor Brown for the last year.
So it caught my attention when you were initially appointed that you were geographically located in Southern California. But obviously a significant portion of the state's population is in Southern California, and there's a really very relevant relationship there, albeit it's been difficult, I think, at times for Tahoe and those who are interested in policy to find resonance in the community in the greater Los Angeles area. Did you see that as part of your role when you were initially appointed?
Well, yeah, the makeup of the board gives the governor of California 2 appointees, and it's his or her discretion of where those members reside, as long as they're from California and they have a vested interest in representing the state of California on this board. I think that is the requirement. Having a long history as a Nevada, a native of Nevada, and also understanding the politics of this lake from both sides, I think was probably instrumental and helpful to the governor and my appointee. This is a national treasure. There's no one that ever comes to the lake from John C. Fremont to Mark Twain to you and me that doesn't see the value and the beauty of the lake. And it has a special place in almost anybody that's touched the shores or the mountains. And they walk away from it, but it leaves an impression that's a lasting impression on people. So whether you're a Southern California resident or a Northern Nevada resident, the lake has a special meaning to people. And it's I like to vision it as it's not California's lake, it's not Nevada's lake, it's our lake. And that becomes a high calling because it's a responsibility of every board member to do what they can on behalf of the constituents that they represent to protect the lake.
Mm-hmm. So California population, we're about 37 million. You're one person. The governor has 2 appointees to this board. How do you think of your constituency?
Well, I think it's a little deeper than just the 37 million people that are in California or the 3.5 to 4 million people that are in Nevada. The lake itself, everyone that either lives or resides here or comes and visits becomes somewhat of a stakeholder to the lake. There's folks that believe that the lake should be a pristine national treasure and a national historic park. But that opportunity passed many, many, many years ago, well before my time. So the heritage of the lake is what the people that live around the lake today and the people that are on the board, regardless of whether they represent Nevada or California, is the mission of protecting the lake and doing it by the compact that was created in the 1960s by 2 governors, Governor Reagan of California and Governor Laxalt of Nevada. My job is to fulfill that compact and do it in the 21st century style that the lake is entitled to.
So 21st century style, that's an interesting vantage point. I haven't really heard anybody talk about that yet. And you can say that with some perspective, given that you have this understanding of the compact at its origin. Can you give us a sense of that trajectory or of what you mean by the 21st century style for a compact that was an agreement that was created in the 1960s ethos?
Well, I think if you go back to the history of why the compact was created, it was a consensus between the parties of will in both states to say, let's just put down our guns or ammo or whatever rhetoric you want to use in terms of the war of wars that they used at that time, and realize that both states have a vested interest in protecting the lake. And it's not that the environmentalists on one side of the lake or the developers on the other side of the lake had the right answer. It means all of us had a stake in the future of the lake. So when I say 21st century, the compact is a living document. It's not a document that's, the ink is dry and you live by something that can't be changed. The compact has to change with the times. It's not saying we're giving up all of the environmental benefits that we're trying to reach and the thresholds that are critical to improving the quality of the lake. It means you have to use 21st century tools and technology to do that. When we created the document in the 1960s, we had certain value and understandings of what the lake was all about, and we're using the tools of that time. Here, 40 plus years later, when we have a compact that's working under a 1987 plan, that's a little bit outdated. No state, no public entity in the country uses an outdated plan to do its work. It's the obligation of this board and the staff and the public to get a document that respects the lake in the 21st century. The science, the facts that we know today give us more ability to address the threshold standards that everybody wants to protect.
This is the close of part one in the two-part interview with Casey Beyer. Thank you for listening at Tahoe Project.